Today is Tuesday, September 7th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. One of my coworkers said, why do you have such a good setup? Why do you have such a good audio and video setup? Because I have a video setup as well. And I have a Canon camera, DSLR, and I have a nice lens on it. And I have the video switcher that I bought that we've talked about. And I have my background set up with various, you know, I don't know. I have acoustic foam set up in a pattern and, you know, some LED lights in the background and some other stuff. And he's like, why do you have all that set up? And it's always precarious, you know, what I'm going to say, because as I've discussed with you guys, am I going to divulge like the name of my podcast and all that kind of, but what I've started doing, and most people haven't pushed me, is I'll say, well, I started an LGBT podcast network with a friend of mine about 12 years ago, and we have events. And so I do a podcast, and I said, I do many, many podcasts, or I've done many throughout the years. And if they don't push me for a name, I just say, oh, you know, I have a Big Brother recap. I have a Survivor recap, but I've been doing many, because I'm not going to just out and out give them the name. But anyway, I'm slowly giving people more information about my life, because I'm just thinking, well, you just have to live your life, you know? But that's another reason why I'm deciding not to give out the company name, for instance, in my podcast. Because, so back to that, I'm just making a decision here on the fly. I know I was going to say this yesterday, but I didn't. And so we're just going to do it today. We're going to do a $50 Amazon gift card to the winner. And if you guys don't remember, the contest is, what am I going to refer to as my place of business? And so we're, you know, because going forward, I'm not going to name the company that I work for, because it's just easier. Like I don't want them saying, oh my gosh, Adam, you need to stop mentioning us. You know, if they hear about my podcast, the two don't need to be associated with each other. All of you that listen, you know where I work, that's fine. But going forward, I shouldn't give the name of my company and then also say, oh my God, I hate my job, or, you know, whatever. Even if I love my job, it's probably not something that needs to go on my podcast. So, and I use my real name. I'm not proverbially going in the closet or anything. I'm just being a little bit more professional with how I handle things. And, you know, we all grow, we all live and learn. So anyway, the contest is, you know, Big Fatty used to refer to his office as the coal mine. Wes Stone referred to his place of business as the cracker factory, I think. I believe that's what he called it. And there have been other various, I'm sure I gave some more examples, but I can't think of them. Oh yeah, Baron Frosty, the bakery, you know. And so what I want is ideas from you lovely listeners as to what I should refer to as my place of business. Now, they shouldn't be plays on what my business actually is. And I know all of you, or a lot of you, know. So it shouldn't allude to that business. It should be something, you know, it could be related to my hobbies, like audio, video. You know, we all know I like 3D modeling now. They could be cooking related. They could be, you know, lots of things. You guys who've been listening for a long time, you know me. So anyway, you're going to call in. You have to call in. It has to be, or you can email, but it has to be an audio file that I can play on the air. And you're going to give me ideas for what you think I should call my place of business. For a deadline, I'm going to say we're going to give it a couple of weeks, I guess. So for a deadline, I'm going to say, I'm just looking here to see what today's date is. And literally, I just said today's date on the show. Today is Tuesday, September 7th. My nose just made a noise. Anyway, September 7th. So I'm looking at a calendar right now. So actually, I'm just going to give you guys the entire month. So we're going to, on October 1st, we are going to announce a winner. But I'll keep track of these. I'm going to play them as I get them. We're not going to listen to them all at once. So I'm going to play them as I get them. But I'll keep a list. You can have multiple entries if you want. If you think of multiple things, you can call in. That is allowed. And I'm going to select a winner on the 1st. And you will get a $50 Amazon gift card. A $50 Amazon gift card. So I know Daniel said it would be funnier if it was a different type of gift card, but we're going to do an Amazon gift card because that would be easy. There we go. So that is it. That is the contest. I have now given the parameters. Have fun. But you have to call in. I want some voicemails. All of you people, I want you all to enter the contest. Also, we have to have at least 5 entries. I'm just making this up as I go. But I have to have at least 5 entries before. If I don't get at least 5 entries, I'm not bothering with, you know. If one person calls in, like, you're not automatically a winner by default. I need some options. So yeah, arbitrary rule, but it's, you know, it's my show. I make the rules. And that's what we're going to do. All right. So I was talking about the weekend. And so basically we watched a movie Saturday night. We watched Cruella. It was all right. You know, it was a Disney movie. It was good. It was enjoyable. I would not. You don't need to pay to see that in the theater. And I think it's already out of the theater anyway, so it doesn't matter. I mean, this piece of advice doesn't really, you know, probably pertain to anyone at this point. Maybe it's in a theater somewhere. I don't know. But it's been out for a while, so I'm not sure. On Sunday, I had church, and then we did. After that, I picked up Jason's Deli because I was feeling like I'm really out of the fast food mood. And when I say fast food, I mean fried chicken, chicken strips, cheeseburgers, Taco Bell, you know, anything like that that's like fried, you know, whatever. I was in like a fresh food sort of mood. I've been really craving salad recently. And so I went to Jason's Deli, which is they make sandwiches, but they also have a salad bar, which I know, COVID. But they have a salad bar, and they have a really good pasta salad, and I like to be able to pick my own vegetables and put together my own salad, and they have really good bread on their salad bar as well. So I had to sneeze. Sorry for that pause there. Anyway, so went there, got my chicken salad sandwich on a croissant, got a salad bar, got Mark some food, came back home, we ate, and then we did our shopping. So Mark wanted to look for, we're having a housewarming on the 11th, which it's a mixture of a housewarming and a birthday party. And I have not made any friends here in Arkansas, in Northwest Arkansas. I have acquaintances at church, I have acquaintances at work, and then I have family. But I haven't made any, like, LGBT friends. And they don't have to be LGBT, but I mean, you know, that typically we would be friends with other gay folk. And all of my friends are online, which I'm fine with. Like, that's totally cool with me. You know, Daniel, really good friend. Joe, good friend. You know, other Pride 48 members, good friends. All the people, you know, Fatty and all the people that I record all my podcasts with. I consider you all to be my friends. Even some of my listeners, you know, if I've met you or if we've talked, you know, we're friends. But I don't, you know, and Mark has friends. He has a Filipino community and they're my friends. But I mean, they have a unique bond with him because they're all Filipino. They, you know, they all hang out with each other. They all, you know, they have potluck dinners and have all, you know, all that stuff. And I tag along with him, but if he wasn't around, they still would like me, but I don't know that I would fit in with that group. They're all straight couples with children, you know. And I don't have a lot of friends or any friends really here that are other than acquaintances. So the housewarming is just the Filipino community. My parents aren't even invited. I mean, we haven't invited them because they wouldn't. So he wanted to buy some decorative stuff to you know, kind of do some final touches on the guest bathroom. And I'm out of time. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.